Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL.
Welcome back, people, to another episode of Cruise Control. I just want to welcome my brothers from another mother, my sisters from another mister. You're with your host, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
First of all, Jay, we have the same exact parents. So what you just said wouldn't apply. But hey, people, welcome back to another episode.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about our fans. Come on, bro, get with the program.
All right, you're right. I'm sorry. I must have missed that. Like that was you don't understand. But anyway, people, welcome back to another episode. I hope you guys are ready. Don't do that anymore. Just don't interrupt me. I'm sorry. I can't even finish what I was going to say now. Just start the show.
All right. So let's get it popping then. So, guys, we have a wide variety of topics to talk to you about today. The topics we're going to be talking about is Uber driver gets attacked. We're going to be talking about NASA accepting applications. Being an extra on his Seinfeld movie and Snapchat update privacy features. So let's get it popping. So let's start
right
with
there, Jay?
Uber.
I cut you
what?
Off. Did you see what
I
did there?
Yeah, I saw that. I just kept going because, you know, I don't really listen to you, you know? So I don't listen to idiotic people.
Oh. You took a pause, so I'm going to take that as a W. So there you go. Commence.
Now, all right, guys, so the topic we'll be starting with today is the Uber driver getting attacked. So, if you guys haven't heard the story, there was an Uber driver who picked up two passengers. One was a little intoxicated. They wanted him to take him to their first stop. They went over there. The place they wanted to go to was closed. So the passengers asked the Uber driver to take them to another location. They get to the other location. Again, this dude was intoxicated. He was talking a little bit of, mess to the driver, whatever, the driver let it go. Then the passenger fell out of the vehicle, gets up, and starts attacking the driver, punching him in the back of the neck and the shoulder, just punching him. Then the passenger gets out the vehicle and goes around and starts attacking, and he ends up breaking a window. Later on, the police were called, and they were coming and arresting the gentleman. Then the gentleman said that it's pretty much not him in the video, and that was, you know, was caught on camera. And then he goes on to say that he has no memory of the incident, but he has like a cut on his arm and whatnot. So he's pretty much trying to say it wasn't him, even though he's caught on video. The driver says it was him, and he has like a cut on his arm to prove he broke the window. So, what do you think about this story?
Well, it seems pretty cut and dry, open and shut case to me. I mean, they have him on video. He has the injuries to prove it. And, I mean, he was intoxicated, so that could, you know, that obviously is how he lost his memory, if that even did happen, how he doesn't remember the night. I mean, you know, it's just crazy, you know. When you go out and have a good time, you have to at least be responsible about how you go about doing so. You can't just get completely wasted and then act like a different person and like try to harass or assault like another individual for no reason. I mean, from what you're saying, like from the story you're telling me anyway, because this is the first I've heard of this, the driver was not at fault for anything. He was just doing his job and just looking for a fight. And I guess he ended up being arrested for just going out there. Instead of having a good time, he made the night bad and ended up in jail for the night.
Yeah, and he tried to say that everyone who knows him knows that he doesn't get into fights, that he's not usually like that, that he sure they're all shocked by what they saw. But he says that And then the driver says, he says it's not him, but that's only him I know. That wasn't him, but it was him who had the first drink. It was him who made the decision to go out that night. And in the end, it was him who made the decision to beat on me. So, I mean, the driver's pretty much saying, yeah, he keeps saying it's not him, but it was him that night. And, you know, that might not usually be him, but what he did is what he did. So pretty much that's along the lines of what he's saying. And then the guy got out of jail the next day, and he was fired from his marketing executive position of Taco Bell. So, and now he is facing 4 misdemeanor charges, including assault and battery, and could spend a year in jail. So he says, I've worked so hard, and I've tried so hard, and I had one stupid night, and it's my fault, and I've thrown everything away. He says, I'm going to make it right, and I think that's the only thing I can do. So he wants to make it better, but again, we all know that you can be a good person, but that one mistake can, you know, ruin your life or make a big change in your life. So this one mistake is going to haunt him. It's going to stick with him. I'm sure he'll probably learn from it. But my thing, and then my other point is this, like, I've never really trusted being an Uber driver. You know, it's just like being a taxi driver. You don't know the people that are getting into your vehicle. That's always kind of, like, scared me, and the reason why I don't really do or wouldn't consider being an Uber driver, because I guess it's a little bit of easy money on the side if you want to do that or full-time, whatever. But, yeah, again, you don't know the people who are getting in your car, and then you can have that one passenger that could be like this guy, cause you a problem for a night or, you know, even put your life in danger. So I don't know. I've always been a little iffy on being an Uber driver. What about you?
I mean, it's not just being an Uber driver. No matter where you go, you get customers like that. I mean, at the job we currently work for, we never know who's going to come through that door or how they're going to act or who they're going to be. So you just got to take it. And being an Uber driver is no different. I mean, instead of, you know, handling a customer, you're giving them a ride somewhere. And, yeah, it is, every job, I assume, is a little dangerous. But, you know, it just gets weird. I guess those you see some weird stories there because you're taking people from one destination to another, especially partiers like this gentleman was. And sometimes it doesn't always go so well. But just to talk about the gentleman real quick before we move on, I mean, yeah, like what you're saying is completely true. You can, you know, be a good person, do, like, the right thing 90% of the time, but then you make one mistake, and now that's what you're known for, and it can alter your normal life or whatever you do occasionally all the time. He lost his job, and now he got caught on camera. He went to jail, and now it's affecting his life, I guess, more. I guess if he would have known that, he probably wouldn't have went out that night. But, you know, you can't change what happened now. So just be smart, guys, when you go out and you decide and you make decisions. You know, just try to make the best decisions possible. And whatever decision you make, you just got to live with the consequences of whatever happens. That's my life lesson for the day, guys. So how about we move on from this, Jay, and head into the next topic?
All right. So let's head into the next topic. Next topic we'll be talking about is something I think is a little cool, maybe not too big for some of you guys, but you guys know who Hailee Steinfeld is. She is an award-nominated or award-winning actress, as well as a singer and an artist. So she's going to be coming out with a movie called Besties, and they're offering a chance for individuals with their best friend to, I believe if you post something on Instagram or go on iHeartRadio, post a picture with you and your best friend, hashtag Besties or something like that, and then you can win a chance to be an extra in the film with you and your best friend. That's something pretty cool. I know there's a whole bunch of movies that give opportunities to extras. You show up, they pick you if they like you, or if they need people, then you get to be in it. But there's something pretty cool that you and your best friend can do and hop into a Hailee Steinfeld film, and the movie's titled Besties. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty interesting. I mean, you rarely see package deals when it comes to, like, acting or, you know, I know it's just being an extra, it's not huge, but it's still pretty interesting. You know, it's pretty cool. You get to take your best friend, be in a movie for a scene. Maybe no one's going to notice you, but you'll know you'll be there. And then you'll tell all your friends and family members to look at that one particular scene in the movie where you're there. I think it's cool that they're giving people a chance to do this, especially with someone else. I know people audition to be extras all the time. But it's different when you get to be an extra with your best friend, or at least even one of your friends, which is cool. So I like the little contest they're doing, and maybe they should do more things like that. You know, take your mom, your son, daughter, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. But it's cool that they're doing something like that. Maybe they should do more of it, I guess. But let's see how this turns out. Let's see who the lucky winners are. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought it was really cool when I heard about this. I thought it was something, like, different. Like, usually you find, like, a post somewhere, maybe in a newspaper, maybe online, or newspaper, like anyone shows anymore, right? But you, like, online or something, you'll go, show up, maybe you get it, maybe you don't. But this is a chance to do something with one of your best friends or a close friend. It could be a really cool experience. You know, that's all about the little experiences. Yeah, you might not have a big role, but at least you'll get a chance to meet probably the castmates, maybe even Hailee Steinfeld if you like her as an actress or whatnot. Maybe you'll get a chance to meet them. You know, it's a new experience and something you can experience with one of your best friends. So I think this is really cool, and I think people should do it. And I think more, like, movies offer, like, something like this, like, to go along with the film, because maybe it'll get people to want to watch it, or, you know, to keep in touch with it, you know, updated, just so they can see if they have a chance to, like, be in the film. And you never know. Maybe you can even have one line, you know, be that extra with that one line, and you're like, yeah, now I'm an actress or an actor. Or whatever, it could be pretty cool, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, guys, because I think this is something different. You know, why not try to get this or put your name out there, just see if you can win. Because if you win, it's a new cool experience that you get to share with somebody. So that's why I wanted to bring this up, because you know I just thought it was interesting and pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. You do. It's like it's a fun experience. Even if nothing comes of it, if you do end up winning, you get to be in a film. And if you don't, at least you tried to do something with your best friend, which is still cool. Still considered a win in my book. And like you were saying, you know, maybe you meet the cast and crew, maybe it jumpstarts your career if that's what you want to do. And if not, then, you know, maybe you have a good time. Win-win. But Jay, how about you tell me, like, a little bit about the contest. When does it end? What do you have to do? Just submit a picture of you and your best friend, like you were saying, or like how does it go down?
From what I've heard, I don't have all the details. Like, I don't know when it exactly starts. I believe it's ongoing right now, if I'm not mistaken. But you can go on Instagram or iHeartRadio, the app, and you just submit a picture of you and your best friend doing whatever, you know, being besties, and then you pretty much do hashtag besties, hashtag I believe it's iHeartRadio contest, if I'm not mistaken. It's hashtag iHeartBesties, hashtag iHeartContest, and you would do that on the iHeartRadio app or Instagram, and then you just submit a picture of you and your bestie doing something, you know, looking like besties, and then you can get a chance to win. If they like your picture, you get a chance to be an extra. Who knows, maybe they'll get a bunch of extras and, you know, ship them out. You don't know, because, you know, every film needs extras in it. So maybe there'll be that one, like, party scene, you don't know, and then, you know, they need a whole bunch of people to fill in the background. Maybe they'll get a bunch of people who submit their pictures. That'll be pretty cool. There's been no, I believe, direct details of how many people they can pick, but I do know that they're offering this contest. So that's how you can enter, make a chance to win, to do something new. And I really think it's cool to get a behind-the-scenes look at how a film is being made, because most people don't know how much work goes into actually making a movie or a film. And it is a lot of work, and it's cool to see how some of the sequences or scenes they come up with and some of the things that they have to do to actually make a scene work. I think it's pretty cool. I am a movie nerd or whatever, but I think that's pretty cool to see. So for most people, you know, we don't get to see that all the time. So that'd be cool to do something new with your best friend, get to meet the cast, get to see how a movie's made, just something new to experience. And, you know, life is all about the little experience, you know?
All right, Jay, enough of that nonsense. Name three movies real quick that Hailee Steinfeld's been in besides this new movie coming up. Go, you got 10 seconds.
True Grit. Hold on. What's that space movie with the little boy?
That is not the correct answer. I am sorry. You have lost. And the movie you're looking for is Ender's Game. I'm sorry. The movie you're
Ender's
looking
Game
for is
Romeo and Juliet.
You're out of time already, sir, and you have lost this competition. So, guys, we've just seen how much of a loser that Jay is. Sorry you had to witness that. But, you know, it is about time for you to get to commercial break. So while Jay gathers himself and just embraces his loss, let's head to commercial. We'll be back with the second half of the show, so don't go anywhere, guys. Still exciting, still excitement to come. We'll be right back. See you soon.
Interested in being a sports writer or a lifestyle writer for Miami Sports and Lifestyle? Or how about being that next great radio personality? Hit up at 305 Sports and Life on Twitter for more information.
Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? Even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help wanting to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Err at Stephen_Err@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSL blog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
This is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show and the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. The Andrew Powell Show brings you a fresh sports talk show that stands out above the rest. Tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m., only on MSL Radio.
Play Action Sports League. They are signing up teams for the end of summer adult flag football leagues. You can either go Wednesday nights under the lights at On Brister Park in Coconut Grove, or you can go Saturday mornings at Coral Gables High School. Does your team have what it takes to be a champion? For more info, you could go to www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. Once again, that is www.playactionsports.org, or you could call 305-397-5632. 5632.
Join TrueConvos.com, the Redskins social network, a place where fans can voice their feelings about the team freely and meet others who feel the same way. Be a part of something big and join TrueConvos today.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
Join over 1.1 million people who've already won money in FanDuel's one-week fantasy football league.
More and more people are starting to find out that this is the way to play.
FanDuel's paying out $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no season-long commitment.
And you can see the number of points you're scoring going up and up and up.
You kind of start pacing back and forth.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
You can find a $1, $5, $10, $25 contest.
Try it. It takes a few minutes. You'll have a blast.
FanDuel has more winners and more payouts than any other site.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
They're the leader. They have the most options, the most players, most winnings.
Try FanDuel today. We'll match your first deposit up to $200. Love it or your money back guaranteed.
Now listening to Cruise Control with Jonathan and Christian Cruz, only on MSL Radio.
Welcome back, guys, from commercial break. You're listening to Cruise Control. You're with your hosts, Jay Cruz and Chris Cruz. Chris Cruz, say what's up to the people.
Hey, welcome back, you crazy acts. For your Cruisinators, you see what I'm doing there, Jay? I'm giving our fans like a name, like, you know, to be called by us. If you can do better, please try. But that's what I came up with during commercial break. But, guys, where we left off. So far, we talked about an Uber driver being attacked. Pretty sad. And we went ahead and discussed a cool best thing to do with your best friend type competition to be in a movie, an extra in the movie with Hailee Steinfeld. So that's pretty cool. Now we're moving on to the second half of the show with our third topic of the day. So, Jay, how about you introduce it to our listeners, and let's get into it.
All right. So, guys, our third topic for the day is Snapchat updates privacy features. So, pretty much what that means is Snapchat just released something stating that they can take any one of your photos that you post on Snapchat and use it for their websites or whatever they want to use it for. So as long as you use Snapchat, if you post a photo on there, just be careful because Snapchat can now use your photos and just take it without even asking your permission. What do you think about that?
That is a little extreme, but that's an area where a lot of, you know, apps and companies are heading towards. I mean, they have something like similar with like Facebook, Snapchat, and stuff like that, where once you put your image like online, they automatically have access to it, to that photo now forever, no matter what. So Snapchat just doing that, like, you know, out in the open and doing it a little bit more severe than these other companies is not surprising to me, because I feel like they were heading in this direction to begin with. Personally, that was my idea. And for those of you who are just, like, seeing this now, yeah, it can be a little surprising, but that's why I feel like some individuals choose not to place that many photos or to choose carefully what pictures or information they elect to give out or put on online. So it's not surprising, but, you know, it makes you wish that maybe we had a little bit more privacy than we actually do. Because it's astonishing how much information is actually out there that we have no control over who gets it. I mean, that's why we have to be selective with what we want to share with everyone. Because once you put something out there, the whole world sees it no matter what. And now Snapchat apparently is just taking your pictures once you put them there. So be careful what you send. And it's supposed to delete right after, but apparently that is not the case with Snapchat. So just be careful, guys.
Exactly, and I mean, I don't know if I really see a problem with it. Like, of course there's a problem with it because you don't want anyone having any of your pictures that you don't want out there. But then again, like, I believe Instagram does the same thing already. Instagram's been doing it, so I think Snapchat just moved into doing it as well. So, I mean, guys, if you're going to post something, just know that, you know, it can be shown anywhere to anyone. I mean, that's the route that these people have gone, and internet, everything lasts forever. So if you're going to post something, even Snapchat, where it's like a time thing, people can, you know, save your pictures or screenshot your pictures and then still have it. So, I mean, if you're going to post it just now, keep in mind Snapchat can get it too.
The thing about Snapchat, though, that, you know, might bother a lot of people is that once you send a picture, it's supposed to delete right after. That's what the timer is for. And that's what you think happens to the photos. But, guys, trust me, that is not the case. I'm sure Snapchat has, like, a database where they can retrieve all these photos. And obviously that's what they're going to be doing. If they see something interesting that they want to use for some marketing purposes or whatever, they will be using your photos regardless if you ask them or not, because you did sign up for their application. So just be aware that you might not want to, you know, send some pictures. But if you do, just be aware that the person you're sending them to might not be the only person that has access to them.
Exactly, and I mean, you guys had to be expecting this was coming. I know I was. I was expecting this was coming, and then when I heard about it, I was like, it really didn't surprise me, to be quite honest. I was just like, yeah, I was waiting for them to get there too, because Instagram is doing the same thing. Facebook, I'm pretty sure, does the same thing, because I remember people, you know, were heated about Facebook taking their pictures or whatnot. I don't remember if they ever got licensed to be able to do that, or if they were doing something, you know, improper or illegal. But I believe Facebook does it as well, guys. So it was only natural for Snapchat to head in that direction as well. Now, don't get all paranoid saying, oh, I can't post this because I know Snapchat's going to take it. No, they're not going to take everybody's pictures. They're going to take anyone that, I guess, any pictures that interest them, that, you know, they can use for their marketing purposes or whatever in order to, you know, do these things. So, I mean, don't get paranoid, guys, but keep in mind, if you post it, can use it. So that's just something to keep in mind.
I mean, I'm sure we've all seen, like, these cop shows and all these other films and media where stuff like this kind of happens, and that's what prepared me for this. You know, I've been watching all day today cop shows. So when something like this happens, you know, it's like it's in your face now, because they even put it in our movies and television shows that stuff like this can happen. So you just got to be prepared for it, and then take the man down when you have a chance.
Exactly. So, guys, moving into our last topic, since we only got a couple minutes left, I just wanted to talk about NASA. They're accepting applications for astronauts now. So if anyone was ever interested in going to space, being an astronaut, you know, it's coming. It's going to be your chance to apply. Starting December 14th, NASA or the agency will be accepting applications. So they accept pretty much people of all backgrounds. So if you guys were ever interested, feel free to go online or whatever and submit an application to try to be an astronaut. I'm pretty sure it'll be something pretty dope to do. So if you guys don't know what to do with your life, this could be something. So check it out, guys. I'm sure if you were a little boy or girl, you probably at least thought, hey, it'd be cool to be an astronaut. What about you, Chris?
I mean, this opportunity sounds amazing and scary at the same time. As much as you want to, like, you know, explore the universe and you see what's out there, it's also scary to leave your comfort zone. So to leave the whole planet is a little bit intimidating. But, guys, don't let that stop you. It sounds like a great opportunity. Jay, please jump at it. Go as far away as you can. Just kidding. But seriously, like, you know, it sounds fun. It sounds cool. You know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier, Jay, and we were discussing how we have some friends that will be attempting to apply for this, which is cool, because not every day you get to be an astronaut. So to fulfill that dream, you know, cross it off your bucket list or our bucket list. But to end this topic, Jay, yeah, it's cool. And for all you guys that are interested, please apply, because, you know, if you do get lucky enough to go see what's out there, then, you know, you're a very lucky person, because very few get that opportunity.
Exactly, guys. So we're going to end the show right now. We just want to thank you guys for listening. If you enjoyed any of the topics we talked about or have your own opinion on it, feel free to message us on Twitter or Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter at JC Films and Christian Cruise 66. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of Cruise Control. We'll be back tomorrow between 11 to 11:30. Guys, have a good night, and we'll be back. See you guys later. Now shut up and drive.